Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Dichos. My name is Martha Hassel. Muchísimas gracias por estar aquí conmigo. Espero que todos se la estén pasando súper bien. I know that if you're living in San Antonio like me, que el clima, it has not been the best. Let me tell you that I think Mother Nature is also feeling the after effect of Mercury retrograde. Porque, o sea, spring has not come through. What is up with that? Necesito que ya salgan las florecitas. And, you know, I need to see the little birdies or, like, hear them at least. O sea, esto de que esté lloviendo todo el tiempo and it's always gray, I'm just like not feeling that at all. It gets me down. I don't even want to look out the window porque pues nomás veo puras nubes, you know, like I don't want to see that. Also, I'm just so tired of just kind of, putting up my winter clothes and then like, you know, a day later I have to take my sweater's out again. ¿Qué onda? No. And then I have to look for like summer and spring clothes. So, o sea, tengo las botas y luego tengo the sandals. I have my jacket, but I also have like a t-shirt, you know, like no entiendo. Like, this is terrible. I don't like this. I don't even know if I should just keep my winter clothes out or not. Por ejemplo, hoy estaba usando un suéter en la mañana porque hacía frío, estaba fresco. And then I get out of work and it's like so like warm and humid and it started raining. And I was like, oh, Dios mío, like I cannot deal with this right now. Like, it's just too much, you know. So I came home and, you know, it's just like, yeah, mejor ni salgo porque no tengo ganas de salir ahorita, you know, especially with this weather. I just kind of want to stay home and, you know, go get into my PJs and like light a candle y oír música or take a bubble bath or something, you know, pour myself a glass of wine. What's that? Yes. Pero that being said, other than that, if you're not in San Antonio and you're enjoying the beautiful weather where you're at now, I am very jealous. Please send some of that my way. Please send the good weather vibes this way, please. It's just been crazy. I wanted to share this podcast, this dicho with you in this podcast because the whole situation with me in my life right now, no sé ni qué onda. Like, I don't know if it's just the universal energies are just clashing right now or, o sea, no está, you know, aligning for me, las estrellitas. Or, you know, maybe it was Mercury retrograde. I don't know. I do not know. Pero pues, something was up. Like, algo estaba pasando. Y I had not been feeling like myself lately. I've been feeling a little just kind of out of it. And I just started like, o sea, hoy, te lo juro que hoy desperté. Y comencé a hacer como que sentirme otra vez yo misma, and I don't know what it was, but I just kind of started feeling like normal again. And I don't know if it was because I put on like a facial mask last night or the eye patches this morning, no sé qué onda. Maybe because I liked the way my makeup looked today, I don't know, but you know, something was going on and I felt like my normal self again. Y por fin, because I miss that, you know, I miss the feeling of just being able to just comfortably go about my life. You know, and just feeling happy and content. Porque es muy difícil que encuentre eso outside of, like, myself, you know? In order for me to be happy, it has to come, obviously, from within. And it sounds so cliche, pero pues sí es, you know? Es cierto. It comes from within. And so when I'm not feeling like that, then everything around me, as happy as it may be, it doesn't affect me. No me importa, como que I don't feel it, you know? And so, in order for me to take in all the beautiful things around me, todo el mundo, las cosas bonitas del mundo, you know, and all the beautiful and wonderful feelings and universal good energies and vibes, I have to be, like, able to be happy inside and soak it all in and let that, all of that good energy kind of flow in. Y cuando no está pasando eso, You might as well not talk to me. Porque, o sea, estoy en otro mundo. Estoy en otro mundo. I don't even know what is going on with me half the time. No sé ni qué día es. I literally go through my days como robot. Y I just do what I have to do. And so I don't like feeling like that. So I'm glad to be back, both physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and all of the illies, you know, that you can think of. That being said, this episode that I want to share with you has to deal with kind of that, you know, being yourself, but also lo que tiene que ver con la presión que la familia te pone, o la familia, especialmente familia mexicana, mexicana, que te pone presión de que, you know, in order for you to be successful, tienes que estar casada, o tienes que tener un carro nuevo, o tienes que, no sé, un carro de lujo, una casa hermosa, you know, tienes que, you know, tener ya hijos, o lo que sea, you know. I know that my family is like that. And when I say my family, I mean my mom. Porque es la única que me pone la presión. Y mi mamá me pone la presión porque todas mis tías and my cousins and my tías, my tíos, they put the pressure on her. And then she puts the pressure on me. And so todas se la pasan hablando de mí. Like, todo el mundo. Y I don't tell my uncles or my aunts or my cousins anything about my life. Pero todos saben de mi vida. Y todos saben de mi vida por medio de mi mamá. Así que, that's nice, right? It's like a little phone tree. Like, it just kind of like trickles down. And so, todo lo que le digo a mi mamá, she tells them. And so, it all gets like messed up by the time it gets to my tía or my tío. And they're just like, ya para entonces, like, se inventan historias, you know? I'm just like, what? Where did you hear that from? You know, like, ¿quién te dijo eso? And so, lo que me dicen is, a little birdie told me. I know what that little birdie looks like. Call my mom. Así que, that being said, I hope that this podcast and this dicho helps you out a little bit if you're going through the same thing that I am going through. If you have gone through the same situation que yo he pasado o estás pasando por esa situación ahorita, si tienes padres como mi mamá, como mi tía, como mi tío, como mis primas y mis lindos primos, who all have opinions on how to, you know, how one should live their lives, then tune in. Listen up, because this dicho is for you. Así que, coming up right now, I will go ahead and get into the dicho of the week and let you know todo lo que me está pasando estas semanas. Okay, the dicho of the week. The dicho of the week is, más vale pájaro en mano que ciento volando. Let me repeat that. Más vale pájaro en mano que ciento volando. Okay, you guys, believe it or not, there is actually an English translation for this. That means que no lo tengo que traducir yo and sound like dumb, you know, traduciéndole literalmente. I can definitely tell you the English proverb that I found for it. I'm so happy that there is an English equivalent of this. Okay, so the English translation of this is, you see, oh, you should also be very proud that I did my homework. Remember, I mentioned this in my last podcast that I was going to try and look up the translations. That way, I don't have to like spend my energy and time and just pause like a thousand times porque estoy pensando así como en inglés traduciendo en español and vice versa. No, that's kind of like hard. Así que I'm so glad that I found an English translation and I did my homework, you guys. I looked it up right before, not right before, but I looked it up before. And, you know, did my time and research and found it. So, okay, that being said, let me go to the English translation. The English translation is, a bird in the hand is worth more than 100 in flight. So let me repeat that. A bird in the hand is worth more than 100 in flights. And you guys, yes, that is probably spot on, porque El dicho dice, más vale pájaro en mano que ciento volando. And the English one is, a bird in the hand is worth more than 100 in flight. Tell me how that's not spot on. I am so happy that I found that translation. So basically what it refers to is, it's better to have something seguro en tu mano, something that, is for sure, like safe, secure, definite, than to have a like possibilities of something better out there. And so a lot of times when it refers to, at least in the context that I've heard it in, it's been in a lot of the times like dealing with employment or career changes or things like that. It's a lot of the times has to deal also with superficial stuff. Y pues eso es algo que yo, hello, I've been like going through that like my entire life. Especially ahorita, as an adult, as an adult, sometimes you find yourself trying to maybe kind of make some life changes, maybe start, a new career, maybe, I don't know, start a new job, change jobs, whatever it is, you're just trying to figure yourself out. Y creo que lo que yo he estado pasando, everything that I've been going through is probably something that I've been going through because of the pressure that I felt de mi mamá, de la familia. Y cuando digo la familia, es más de mi mamá, porque creo que es la única persona que me pone la presión, to be honest with you. Y lo que pasa es que I think mi familia, bueno, la familia, my extended family, they put pressure on my mom. So like my tías, my tíos, my primos, my primas, they put pressure on my mom. In turn, my mom starts putting the pressure on me. Y creo que porque it's kind of like a, like a little phone tree, right? It's kind of like a little, I don't know, like a domino effect, right? Que in order for them to feel better about themselves, they have to kind of, look at other people and, I don't know, compare themselves to other people and make it a competition. Entonces, no sé si es algo que, maybe because I've grew up that way, es algo que crecí con esa mentalidad, especialmente en la Ciudad de México, donde todo el mundo es así como muy superficial, it all deals with like name brands, que qué clase de ropa tienes, y que a dónde fuiste de compras y qué marca es tu bolsa, o qué carro de lujo tienes, o, dónde vives, en qué es condado, ciudad, es, whatever it is, especialmente en México. It's always about, like, I remember, my family is so superficial, let me tell you, and I shouldn't say that it's, like, really bad either, porque no quiere decir que no me gustan las cosas bonitas. Obviamente, a mí me gustan las cosas bonitas, I do like quality things, and I know that a lot of the quality things that I like are a little bit more expensive things, pero pues I like to kind of also take my time and choose wisely where I'm going to invest my money, pero no como a la capacidad de ellos, like it's not to their, capacity, like to where it's always like that. I don't know, it has a lot to do with the way my mom grew up, maybe porque ella vino de un mundo así como muy humilde, where they did not have a lot. My mom grew up very poor, y mi abuelita pues peor, mi abuelita viene de rancho, de un pueblito, donde, they're lucky to have like more than one pair of shoes. And two, my grandma used to tell me stories, que todos hacían su ropa, they learned how to sew and these trade jobs, because these were like skills that they needed to have in order to survive. And por eso mi abuelita pues ella tejía, y cosía, like she would make my mother's suits. As when my mother was young, when my mother was a teenager, yes, I was gay. Back in the days, like especially in the 60s, when it was like the mod look, and they used to wear like the matching suits, things like that, like a little mini skirt and the matching coat. Pues obviamente mi mamá like couldn't afford it, she couldn't afford like name brands or anything like that. But she also wanted, like, my mom was very stylish, and she wanted to, like, kind of keep up with the trends and all that. Entonces, mi abuelita se las pasaba cosiendo sus trajes, and I remember my mom always looked good. My mom looked so good. all the time, and it's all thanks to my grandma, you know. Pero pues creo que la presión de que ellos they needed to do a little bit more for their sons and daughters, and they wanted their sons and daughters to have more than what they did. Creo que esa presión como like it kind of put monumented, you know, and kind of like into what it is now. And so it's just kind of like a lot of like back, you know, ground as to how far this kind of goes back, you know, like it's like it goes deeper than just like the superficial like wanting of like or desire of having nice things. It goes back to like the underlying root of sabes que, you know, it's nice to have these nice things because this means you made it in life, you know. Pero pues like what I try and get to my mom nowadays or make her understand is que even though like I understand her point of view, it doesn't mean like to me I feel like I had those nice things, you know. I had these nice things growing up, you know. Yo, like we were a pretty, you know, middle class family, and but you know my dad made good money, and so I was, you know, a little spoiled. Like I had name brand things. I had things as a child that no child should have, like really. Like I used to have like Bulova watches, and por qué hice con ellos, I don't know. I probably lost them like all the time. I don't know why I would have those, you know. Why? Tell me why a child needs to have that. You know, I had like tag watches. I had like, you know, an endless amount of clothes, which is probably explains why I have so much clothes now. I think that little, you know, habit stuck with me. Pero pues son cosas así, you know, that I know that I had, you know, which I think in turn also makes me not want to want more and not desire more because I know that I can have more if I want it more. Like if I worked hard for it, you know, like I could have more. I don't need to prove a point, is what I'm getting at. Pero in contrast, you know, creo que mi mamá, they needed to prove a point. They needed to prove something with their generation, you know, porque solamente así puedes saber que salió de allí, or like they've made it, or they're doing well for themselves, or they're successful, or que están educados, you know, things like that. Entonces, I think my mom forgets that, you know, and so the other day she made a comment, and it was a little like hurtful. It was a little bit unnecessary, and also like I was taken aback by it because I was like, why would you say that? I thought it was a little bit rude. Y por supuesto le dije algo, you know, y no que, you know, we got into a bad argument or anything, pero pues sí, you know, we got into a little argument porque around me, like just how long, like maybe 2 weeks ago, we saw that my sister-in-law bought a new car, and so shortly after that, my nephew bought a car. Entonces, pues, I was happy for them, you know, me enseñaron sus carros, and I knew that my sister-in-law, desde cuando quiere comprar un carro, you know, she had been planning this for a while now, porque ella, she used to have a car that she's had for a while, like, maybe, like, close to 10 years, o sea, que ya tiene tiempo de tener ese carro, and obviamente, she wanted a larger car, because it was a sedan, and so she wanted a car that she was able to, like, kind of have road trips with, you know, y quería un SUV. Entonces ella desde cuando me está diciendo que ya estaba en you know, in the market to look for a new car. Así que whenever she did get a new car, it was not like a surprise for me. I was happy for her, you know, porque yo sabía de la historia de, you know, especially the struggle that she had gone through because she had gone to see several cars already and they just didn't, you know, it just didn't work out for her. Así que yo, I knew her struggle. And so whenever she finally got her car, pues obviamente me sentía contenta. You know, I was happy for her. Normalmente, right? Obvio. Pero pues, I left it at that, you know? And I was like, okay, we move on, right? Yo no me comparé con ella. You know, I was not like hating, like, oh my gosh, she has a new car and I don't. I was not envious, you know, like, oh, how could she have a new car? You know, like, oh, she doesn't even work, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nada, o sea, nada, you know, I did not feel anything but joy for her situation. And so, whenever, you know, I went back to the house, you know, and we moved on, we were driving, we ended up coming back, and I ended up driving my mom, you know, home. And so, me hizo un comentario, me dijo, ya ni tú que tienes tres títulos, tienes un carro nuevo. And I was like, what? Like, why would you say that? Like, oh my gosh, like, ¿por qué me estás diciendo eso? Like, why? Like, I was taken aback. I was a little bit hurt, you know? Just really more than anything hurt, porque it was hurtful. I just kind of thought about, like, pues, ¿sabes qué? Like, it's not even about the fact that I have 3 degrees. First of all, like, let me tell you, like, I worked my, butt off for those degrees. Like, o sea, I'm the first generation, only person in my family to ever get a college education. And that includes my primos and my cousins. Like, I'm the first one in my family to have a college education. And that means nothing. Nothing here. Like, no importa cuántos títulos tenga, porque, like, I don't think it's ever gonna be worth anything in my family. I don't think they understand the hard work that I went through to just accomplish that. I don't think they understand how hard it was for me to kind of do it on my own without having support, financial support, emotional support, all kinds of support, O sea, yo no tenía alguien que me diga, sabes que mi hija sí se puede, tú puedes, you're smart, tú puedes hacerlo si tú quieres, tú vas a hacer cosas, con tu vida, I did not have anyone there pushing me. Así que instead I had, like, pues todavía no estás en la escuela, ¿cuándo vas a acabar? ¿Y qué estás estudiando otra vez? Like, no one to this day I think understands what I even do for a career, so. That being said, you can imagine how I must have felt and how hurt I was when she told me this. Porque eso no se dice. Like, eso no se dice en primer lugar a alguien que, who's worked their butt off. Second, no se dice, like, I wouldn't think, you'd want to say that to your daughter. I was really hurt by my mom and I told her, like, ¿cómo puedes decir eso? Like, o sea, yo tengo este carro, pero este carro, aunque esté viejo, because, it's like a 2007, so it's not like super old, but yes, it's older. Este carro te ha llevado a lugares, te lleva al doctor, te lleva, al mandado, te lleva a visitar a la familia, te lleva, because we were just coming from my brother's example, te lleva a lugares cuando no se. Whenever her car breaks down, guess whose car she's borrowing? Yes, my old car. O sea, así que este carro me lleva de todos lados. Así que yo no necesito un carro nuevo. Like, I don't need a new car to feel successful. I used to have a luxurious car and I still felt empty. I still felt, like it wasn't enough. Así que no importa si tengo el carro de lujo, porque sabes que en ese momento no me, it didn't do anything for me. En ese momento, I didn't need it. I didn't need it and I don't need it now. And I don't know why you would say that, So, shortly after that, my nephew got a new car. Yeah. He got a new truck. And so I was like, oh, great. Like everyone around me is just getting new cars, and this is just gonna make the situation even worse for me porque the pressure is like even worse. And I was like, oh, ya sé lo que me va a decir mi mamá, ya, mira, ni tú ya tienes un carro nuevo or whatever. And so, my nephew got a new truck and I'm happy for him and everything, And I was like, well, Andy, my nephew needs a new truck, because he goes to work, he works hard, he works, he has a laborious, job where he has to like, does physical work and carry, his paint cans and his ladders and things like that. So he needs a truck, I was like, yo no necesito un carro nuevo, And so it kind of got me like thinking about the pressure that my mom was putting on me just to have like a new car. Like, why does it have to be that in order for me to look like I'm successful, and I say look like I'm successful, porque just because I have a new car doesn't mean I am successful, right? In order for me to look like I am I am successful, I have to have a new car. En los ojos de mi mamá, en los ojos de mi tía, en los ojos de mis primos, de mis tíos, de toda la familia. Porque solamente así creen que, you know, I've made it. Y no entiendo, like, I don't know where that pressure comes from half the time. Porque I think that, you know, being in a generation where we're at now, you would think like it's a whole completely different world, right? And that they would adapt to the new mentality of like, you know what? Las cosas son diferentes hoy, you know? Nomás porque tienes algo así como, you know, una casa nueva doesn't mean that, you know, you can afford to, you know? We do not know what we do not see, right? There's a dicho for that too, let me tell you. Caras vemos, corazones no sabemos, right? I will probably touch on that one next week, or, you know, coming up. And I tell me if you've heard that one. But there is a dicho for that, you know? You don't know what anyone is going through. And it's because, you know, these superficial things. It's like this facade, you know? Esta vida de imaginación que, you know, like, we invent for ourselves. Y I think about just the way things are in general, like, with my family. Y no solamente la gente que está aquí, pero sí la familia que tengo en México. Especialmente en la Ciudad de México. Like I said, you know, se trata mucho de las cosas que tienes. Qué marca de bolsa, you know. Qué marca de reloj. Qué perfume estás usando. De dónde son tus, you know, zapatos. Things like that. And I'm just like, o sea, no. It comes to the point where it's like, you know, like, necesitas una mascarilla or te tienes que pintar el pelo. And there's nothing wrong with taking care of yourself. I totally get it. Pero I feel like the reasons for taking care of themselves is not for themselves, but for just comparing themselves to others, you know? Y I think our internal reasons are completely different. Y es lo que I don't think I'm ever going to be able to convince my mom otherwise. Así que this dicho came in handy, you know. Obviously, when she told me this about the car, it was a little hurtful, like I said. And I was just like, excuse my little doggies in the back. You know, I was like, why would you say that, you know? And so I told her, like, como el dicho dice, you know, más vale pájaro en mano que cien volando. I feel like me having my car, not having a car payment, no tengo que estar sufriendo, you know, no tengo la presión de que, you know, have I paid my car this month, blah, blah, blah. I'm okay with it. It's algo seguro. And so that was one scenario, right? Another scenario that this can refer to is my cousin the other day had an opportunity to switch jobs. She's been a waitress her entire life. And she's like in her 50s, like well in her 50s. Y pues imagínate desde joven estado haciendo eso. And so all that physical labor takes a toll on your body. O sea, no es la misma jovencita que era antes, you know. And she's been having problems with her feet, her legs, con su espalda. She has to wear a work brace, you know, like a back brace to work. Son cositas así que kind of, you know, just started, you know, just recently taking a toll on her body. Entonces, an opportunity arose for her to get out of the waitress scene and get into administrative work. And it was going to be on a contract job como por creo un año. And it was, I believe it's going to be with the medical office. Pero pues, no era algo seguro, you know, después de un año, pues no sabe si se iba a quedar, you know, if they were going to be able to offer her a full-time position, or después de un año, she was going to be left trying to find a job. Entonces, my tía, obviously, you know, kind of talked to her, you know, we had like a little dinner, you know, with my tía, my cousin, my mom, and myself, and, you know, this whole, you know, situation came up. And she told us about the opportunity. And my tía told my cousin, pues, más vale pájaro en mano que estén volando. You know, like, you have a secure job, you have a steady job, you have the flexibility, you know, because she takes care. She's a caretaker, so she takes care, and she lives with my tía. She takes care of my tía, and so she takes her to the, you know, doctors whenever she needs to go to her appointments, la lleva a sus mandados, you know, y todo eso. Entonces, like, she has the flexibility. Ya como ha estado trabajando allí varios años, obviamente ya tiene the relationship with the managers, you know, and her coworkers. Es algo bien seguro, you know. She's able to take a day off cuando necesita un día de descanso porque they work with her now, you know. Y ya tiene años en esa misma, en ese mismo restaurante. So she has her loyal clients, and so she definitely has like stability there and security, right? Entonces, she, because she's, you know, already like at an older age, she just feels like she was not able, she was not in a position to where she was able to take that huge of a risk. And after my tía told her, más vale pájaro en mano que cien volando, obviamente, you know, la hizo pensar que sabes que tiene algo seguro y por qué va a ir a buscar algo que se oye bien, pero pues no está seguro. It could just not turn out right, you know? And so she definitely, she turned down the opportunity, and you know, we all prayed about it for her, and she prayed, and I think, you know, it's the best thing for her. Pero pues that's, you know, like another scenario where the dicho came in handy, you know? We kind of were able to get through it just because we were able to evaluate her situation. Maybe like if she were maybe a little bit younger, and I know that it kind of sounds harsh, but pues if she were younger, you know, the reality is that she'd be able to maybe find a job easier if she were able to, if she were left having to find a job after the 1 year contract, right? But because she's already older, you know, it kind of like takes a toll on everything, porque muchas de las veces, like, the restaurants, like, they want the younger waitresses, you know. They don't like to take risk on the older waitresses porque obviamente, you know, si tienen, it comes with a lot more like responsibilities and risk. You're risking, you know, them getting hurt and, you know, and things like that, and they don't have insurance and, you know, things like that, or, you know, health problems. You know, you have to sometimes retrain them, things like that, or just, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of risk. Entonces, mi prima sintió que, because she already has this relationship with, you know, the owner, it's like she might as well just stay and just retire there, you know? And so she decided to do so. I don't know how much longer she will be waitressing, pero pues es algo más seguro y es algo que she's been able to make a living off of and sustain her, you know, household. Pero that being said, I wanted to share just this dicho, and I know it's not a very like long story or anything, but I did want to share this dicho just because I feel like a lot of people my like age, especialmente si tienen la familia que de Mexico, y they have that mentality of like having to prove themselves successful by just having material things, then you can relate to this, you know? I just want you to know that no estás solo, no estás sola if you are going through it. Yo sé que es muy difícil porque sientes que sometimes you're going against the grain, you're swimming against the current, y es algo que a veces, you know, you feel defeated. Pero pues I've learned how to kind of ignore it and just kind of focus on me. O sea, yo estoy bien donde estoy, you know, I'm not comparing myself to anyone. I am not in a competition. No estoy tratando de to beat anyone at this game. I'm okay the way I am. And you should be too. Así que if you're going through it, don't worry. Don't worry. Focus on yourself. Don't get stressed out. No dejes que esa presión te consuma, you know, because if you allow it to get to you, then it's just gonna, is going to eat you from inside out, and you're just going to get overwhelmed. And it's not a good feeling, you know, to feel overwhelmed and feel putting like unnecessary stress on your already like stressful, you know, situations. Es cosa que no tienes que, you don't have to dwell on, you know, it's your life. And so you should be able to understand how to, you know, balance your happiness and find things that make you happy. Para mí, obviamente, no son las cosas materiales. No, you know, it doesn't mean like I don't like nice things, because we know that I like nice things, obviamente. Pero pues no necesariamente puedo decir que it's everything I strive for. I do not strive to buy myself like a Gucci belt. Believe me, I do not strive for that. I don't strive to buy myself a Burberry purse. No. I just strive myself to, like, you know, be able to take a trip, you know, to a country where I would love to visit. I do want to strive myself to live experiences more than anything. Pero pues es algo que yo he decidido para mí misma. You know, I know where I want to invest my time and energy into. Así que hopefully, you know, you find your balance and you find your happiness. Y si sientes la presión de otras personas, don't let it get to you. Remember this dicho, si tienes algo seguro que es seguro en tu vida, hold on to that. Don't let it go. You know, take risks, but also you need to be kind of conscious and aware. You know, assess those risks. Like, is it worth it? Some of them are worth it. You know, some risks are completely worth it. Pero pues some, you just kind of have to like decline, you know. Así que I will see you next week. Hopefully you like this dicho. If you have any feedback, any comments, let me know. Ya sabes dónde encontrarme, especialmente on Instagram. You know, I'm always on there. But that being said, I will talk to you next week with come back with another dicho and another story. Así que bye, guys. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. So you can go ahead and share with your friends, like my posts, slide into my DMs porque me encanta oír las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, you know, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.